This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, May 8th. I'm Jen Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Residents in Manitou Springs will have the opportunity to get vaccinated next week. No appointment necessary. The El Paso County Department of Public Health is hosting the clinic. It's a walk-up clinic happening Wednesday, May 12th at the Econo Lodge on Manitou Avenue from 5 to 9 p.m. They'll be administering more than 100 doses, and no appointment or health insurance is required. Meantime, a bill seeking to ban certain single-use plastics is moving forward in the Colorado legislature. It includes things like plastic bags at grocery stores and styrofoam containers often used for takeout orders at restaurants. If passed, stores would only be allowed to use recycled paper carryout bags, and customers would have to pay 10 cents for each bag they use or bring their own. However, stores using plastic bags and styrofoam containers would be allowed to use up their inventory before making the switch. And the Colorado Air Force Reserve will start aerial wildland firefighting training next week. It's a joint effort with the Wyoming Air National Guard, U.S. Forest Service, and other firefighting agencies. The Forest Service says the C-130s used for training are essentially converted into air tankers. The aircraft can drop 3,000 gallons of fire retardant in less than 10 seconds across a quarter mile. You might even see them practice water drops over the Pike and San Isabel National Forests. The City of Colorado Springs, along with several other organizations, broke ground today, marking the beginning of construction at Panorama Park. According to city leaders and project partners, it's the largest neighborhood park renovation in city history. The 13.5-acre park is located southeast in Colorado Springs, adjacent to Panorama Middle School. The total project cost is estimated at $8.5 million from a variety of funding sources. Meantime, some pushback against the governor's new mask mandate in Teller County. Officials there say they simply don't have the resources to enforce it. The governor's latest mandate actually eases restrictions indoors for some counties based on incidence rate, saying none are required if 80% of people inside are fully vaccinated. Teller County releasing a statement in response saying that because there's no foolproof method of assuring someone's vaccine status, they won't be enforcing it. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want people to understand coronavirus spreads through the air. The CDC updated its explanations this week on how coronavirus is transmitted. The agency stressing inhalation is one of the main ways the virus is spread. The agency says people who are closer than 6 feet from an infected person are most likely to get infected. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jim Moynihan. Have a great Saturday.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening with a potential for one or two stronger storms, but most of those will stay off to the east of Colorado Springs, gradually turning mostly clear with temperatures down to 40 degrees in El Paso County, 43 in Pueblo. Our Mother's Day forecast, it'll be a rainy one with mostly cloudy skies, highs only to 45 degrees, Colorado Springs, 52 in Pueblo. Those showers will become more widespread through the afternoon and evening. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.